We're back here on Giants.com. Good morning, everybody. Practice number 6 coming up later today from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. I'm John Schmelk. He's Paul Dottino. Before we get to Paul's analysis, Tom Coughlin spoke to the media yesterday, and he spoke about one of the benchmarks for the West Coast offense, Eli Manning completing 70% of his passes.
Oh, I think that number has always been used by this offense as a standard. You know, not that it's been accomplished that many times in history, but it's a goal, just like any other goal. And if someone is to achieve that percentage, you'd be a pretty good offense.
And, Paul, that's very different than the old offense, and we see it in practice. Short passes, screens, slants, short crosses in. It's a much different animal.
Yeah, there's no question there's an emphasis on efficiency in this scheme than the old Giants scheme. But, you know, the 70%, as Coach Coughlin said, it's a very big number. I mean, very few people have ever done that. To me, and I know, you know, Coach doesn't want to hear this, if Eli completes about 64% or so of his passes, I bet you that would still be enough to put the Giants where they want to be.
I believe only once in his career has he completed over 64% of his passes. It'll certainly be a good number for him. A couple notes from practice in terms of injuries. Still no Xavier Grimble. Still no Odell Beckham. Trindon Holiday had a little hamstring issue. He had to leave practice. And offensive tackle Kropog had to leave practice as well with a leg injury. He'll be evaluated. Paul, at practice, we saw Larry Donnell make a big catch over the middle. I thought it was Ryan Nassib's probably best practice of the summer.
Yeah, Nassib has been very inconsistent throughout the course of training camp, but he had a couple of nice balls that he zipped in there today. The Donnell catch over the middle, reached up, plucked it out of the air. The crowd kind of got a real charge out of it. A tight end making a really nice catch, you know, that made a lot of people happy. Donnell has a lot of skills. He's just never been able to put it all together, and that's the kind of thing he's going to have to do if he's going to get some playing time.
Paul, very quickly, usually you'll get a scrum at some point in training camp. The Giants haven't had a full one yet, but they had a little bit of one today. Henry Hinoski getting into it with a couple of defensive players.
Yeah, I think Mike Patterson might have been one of the guys in the middle of that. It looked like as a 4 or 5 of the guys started shoving a little bit, Hinoski's helmet came off, and you know, again, we told you the other day, Henry loves the full pads practices. The tempo is increased, the hitting is increased, the energy is increased, and sometimes the tempers too.
Excellent. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's all we have from Giants.com. See you later in the day.